There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. You are looking live at Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome in. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard live at the location of this year's Super Bowl, Phoenix, for two more days, and we are loaded coming up over the next 3 hours today. In fact, we do have Nigel Seeley on the program in 45 minutes to give out his best soccer bets in the country, or over where he lives, across the pond, I should say, at that time. And he has had a really, really solid start to the 2023 season. And Pauly, as we've learned many times over the years, money never sleeps. Oh. And the deal that came down, and today is the deadline in the NBA. You knew that other teams were going to be players before this deadline passes, right? And then the Lakers were looking good for a couple of hours last night, and their odds to win the West and the NBA title came down. I saw 25-1 to win the West last night after they made some moves. And now forget about it because of what the Suns did to trump that. And what are we going to see now with other teams? What will Memphis do, right? Will the Clippers do anything? And if you missed it last night, late while you were potentially sleeping, the Nets and the Suns agreed to a deal. Kevin Durant goes from Brooklyn to Phoenix, and here are the details. It's Bridges, Cam Johnson, Crowder, and four unprotected first going back to Brooklyn. Also, Warren is involved.
Yeah, hello.
For a pick swap.
Yes, right. And he can score. So, you're right. If you were up, my God, if you grabbed 18 or 19 to 1
yeah, that's
on the Suns to win the title.
And now they're right behind Boston
yes.
as the second shortest shot in the board.
Yeah, a plus 450 in that range. The favorites to win the West and the second choice behind Boston, no doubt. And don't sleep on Durant. I mean, people forget how great that. You don't have to run a play for him. He's so damn good as a scorer and an assassin. And I guess we should have done this in the summer, right? This was supposed to happen. Durant wanted out. Was he going to wind up in Phoenix? They were asking for so much. They couldn't work out a deal. And then Kyrie was supposed to go to the Lakers, although he goes to Dallas now. And I tell you, the Twitter was on fire yesterday, and the people who cover the sport saying something is going to happen and that people are talking. And I thought we could see KD go for AD. That was gaining some steam.
Yeah, it was.
But apparently Durant changed his mind. Once Kyrie left, he had a change of heart and wanted out of Brooklyn. And a great job. What a day, first day for the new owner with the Suns.
He delivered Tuesday.
Yes, right. He comes in, you land Durant.
Well,
so this Booker, Paul, Durant, Warren, Ayton. You said this on the drive over. They don't even they get to keep Ayton in the deal.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
When I woke up to the news early this morning, and I kept like scrolling on the phone, like where's Ayton? Why am I not seeing DeAndre Ayton's name as part of this deal? I just figured, like, I'm missing something, right? Like, he had to be part of the deal. So they give up Bridges, okay, he's a nice player. I also thought he got completely exposed in the playoffs last year. And that team got, obviously, that was a bad look for everybody involved when they got eviscerated by the Mavericks in a Game 7. But now you get to keep Ayton on top. So you can have Paul as the point, and you can have Booker and Durant operate everywhere on the perimeter, and you still get to keep Ayton down low? I couldn't believe the deal. Although the four first-round picks that are unprotected, but you know what I say to those? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 years left on the deal, too, right? So they're 30 and 26. They have won 8 of 10. You know, when does he come back? But set that aside for a second. They are now, and this has become a mess in the Pacific with the odds all year, right? Sacramento was 400-1. And then the Clippers were 7-1, and they became the co-favorites after they played well. And then, you know, Phoenix was the favorites, and then they got the horrible run they were on. They're now, anyways, at DraftKings, they're $1.60 to win the Pacific.
Oh, that's already moved.
Yep.
They're now -175.
175 now, okay. And then you got the Clippers, and Sacramento is the second choice, and Golden State way down the list as well. And then you're seeing, you know, +240 or in that range to win the West. And to your earlier point now, what does – Memphis has got to get OG. Memphis has to do something.
They're going to have to.
And, you know, now with all of a sudden, since Morant says, I'm good with the West, and we don't – okay. Now they have issues, and they haven't been able to win road games, and now you have all these moves in the West. And I'll tell you right now, sign me up for Dallas and Phoenix in the playoffs. What would those totals be?
I'll take that
for
sure.
They looked great last night in the win on the road against the Clippers. The Clippers have to make a trade, right? The others played terrible last night, but Clippers need to make a trade. But you see, from an entertainment standpoint, Dallas was 24th in defense. Then they give up Finney Smith, and you get Kyrie, who can't guard you,
right,
but certainly can score. So, I mean, that would be just fantastic basketball if we get that matchup.
Poor Kings.
Yeah, I know. And then Palenka did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
That was a nice haul for giving up a pick that is protected 1 through 4, and you finally get rid of Westbrook, and then it's like, wait a second here. The Lakers could make some noise because I think they'll make another move, and then bam, at midnight, here comes Durant to Phoenix.
Sure, and when you look at their projected starting five and beyond that now, I mean, the Lakers are pretty damn good this morning. They'll probably go Russell at the point. I think maybe right out of the gates, Beverly starts at the two because of defense, but that could easily flip to Beasley. You go Hachimura, LeBron, and Davis as a starting five. Okay, that's pretty good. It's pretty damn good, in fact. And then you're going to add guys like Vanderbilt for depth.
Yep.
And you're going to have some of the other players they added now in this trade as well. So I think that today the Lakers are much better than what they were 24 hours ago, not even. The problem is now, how do you possibly match up with a team like the Suns? Because your starting five
can be
good here, but I'm sorry, the Suns are just better.
Right.
And I will say that for Kevin Durant, I would take Devin Booker every day of the week and not even hesitate over Kyrie Irving.
Yep. Yep.
So now this is a better match for him.
Yep. A couple things here. The big three, it's all over in Brooklyn, right?
Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Harden, Durant, and Kyrie played 16 games together. 16 games. Are you serious? Right? And again, we should never see this again in the NBA where the superstars call the shots. It didn't even. You won one playoff series. You did whatever these guys wanted. Get rid of Allen. I want my buddy DeAndre here. Fire Atkinson, who was a good coach. Get rid of Nash. Bring this guy. And I want the GM out. I want this. I want to be. For what? For what? One playoff win? One series, you'll never see the stars call the shots again. And Joe Tsai, the owner, just gave up. Said, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Just get now Durant wants out. Okay, fine. That's enough. And the other thing, I thought AD for KD in pieces was going to happen. Now it makes sense now how AD was behaving 2 nights ago and sitting down when LeBron breaks the record. Well, they told him they were shopping him. And then LeBron is mic'd up, and then late in the game, he walks over and says, I want you to know I love you, bro. And Davis is just dejected and demoralized because he knows he's been told they're shopping him. So I thought, now it's making sense. But at the end of the day, I guess the Nets need good, because, you know, Davis plays like that in essentially a must-win game, and now you can't count on him. They said, well, we'll go in a different direction. A
couple more things on the Suns. Yeah. 6 days ago, they were +450 to win their division.
Yeah.
6 days ago.
Yeah,
plus 450.
Good, yeah.
And I honestly, you're throwing around these numbers on Kyrie and Harden and Durant. I hated the Nets so much during this stretch. Like the whole, the addition of Kyrie and Ben Simmons to KD was such a dumb idea from the very beginning. And I've been all over this on the air. I don't even remember when Harden went over there. Was it last year at the deadline? I don't even recall. Yeah. It's like an afterthought, a memory I don't even want to have in my brain.
Well, that's sure.
Because it was so worthless and meaningless. And you know. And now what, the team comes down to Ben Simmons has to carry him if they're going to be good?
Yeah. Yeah. They made a couple phone calls, huh? Yeah. Can you imagine how that went, right? Sure. Made a couple calls on Ben Simmons. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
And watch now. Simmons is going to look good when it doesn't matter whatsoever. And he'll go out there and he'll be willing to play. And yeah.
First time in NBA history, three different 8-time All-Stars were traded in the same season. And also, it's the first time in history that a team started the year with two All-Stars and they didn't get through the year with those same All-Stars as well. And I like this Kevin O'Connor tweet from The Ringer. Acquiring Westbrook is one of the biggest mistakes in the history of the Lakers. Dumping him with a protected first for this haul might save their season. Well, then the Durant trade happened. But certainly, Palenka did an excellent job here. And to make it worse, they could have had Kuzma, Pope, and Caruso, the equivalent what they make for what Westbrook makes with his contract. I mean, you could have had Buddy Hield in the summer and not gone through this song and dance as well.
So what happens to Westbrook now?
The Jazz buy him out, and then you're seeing rumors about maybe the Clippers or the Miami Heat.
Okay.
But I don't even know. I don't know.
Here's what we need to happen from a betting standpoint.
Okay.
We need Westbrook to go somewhere where he is going to start for the rest of the year. Because we need him to start more games, if that's possible at this point, then come off the bench because he can't win that Sixth Man of the Year award. We are sitting beautiful right now with Norman Powell,
yep,
and Malcolm Brogdon. I'm not on Maxey. I don't have a ticket on Maxey. I'm just going to fade him and then hope that Westbrook. And I don't think voters are bought. I think the market is wrong on this anyway. And they're not really.
Yeah, his shooting percentage is terrible.
And the voters are not buying into Westbrook.
Right, absolutely. So I concur. Yeah.
So just go somewhere, start the rest of the year.
Well, I will give him credit. It was a horror show to start out in the last couple of years. It's been a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You were looking at a buyout and never playing again in the NBA. That was possible.
Yeah.
That we never see him again in the NBA. Yeah. But I guess someone might grab him after the Jazz buy him out.
All right, football fans, the big game is set. BetRivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. Win big with tons of specials on February 12th, like their same game parlay bet and get, live bet and get, and football squares game. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive BetRivers squares. This coming weekend, place $10 or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiverSquares.com. More on the NBA coming up, and win some, lose some as well. It's now 26-1 on the season, folks.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Peekaboo. Hello, Vancouver. Goal in the first 10 on the road. Yes, 26-1. Gets there again last night. Right back at it tonight. They take on the Islanders. The gift that keeps on giving. What'd you lay, $1.80?
$1.75. I did one of the bonuses here in Arizona. Signed up, got the bonus. I said I'll put it on the first 10. Bam. Took like 4 minutes or whatever.
Yep. There you go. What a story. What a streak. Every game but one on the road. We get another one tonight. Get ready, folks. T-Wolves money line plus 380. 143 to 118. They were catching nine and smoked the Jazz. Mavs plus 350. Up big early against the Clippers. That first quarter was incredible. Who's guarding Bullock?
I know, they couldn't miss.
He had five threes. Matador defense out of the Clippers. I can't trust Tennessee. I mean, come on. Vandy money line plus 420. You know what to do in March. Bet against Tennessee and they get beat again. Spurs-Raptors under, 235 down to 232, 112.98. Man U leads draw, plus 345. Rashford scored again, too, for Man U. More on that one coming up. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, watch the show live, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. We had every demographic. Today's National Pizza Day. More on that coming up. Yesterday, this was a great scene. On Chef Table on Netflix, 2 hour wait to get in. It helps if you got Lombardi with you and you can flash the Super Bowl ring. This pizza was outstanding. What's it, Bianco?
It's called Pizzeria Bianco.
Pizzeria Bianco.
Yeah, so if you watched the Netflix special like you talked about on Chef's Table, there's like a critic from the New York Times, I believe, who comes on right out of the gates and he goes, basically, I'm from New York. This is the best pizza in the country. And people are like, knock it off, dude. You can't say that. What are you doing? I'm going to turn this off.
Right.
And then they watch the special, like, I got to get there. And it was phenomenal.
That was something.
The guy lived in New York. He grew up in New York. He learned there. But he came out here for various reasons to open it up. And, well worth your time. That pizza you're looking at right now, It was a Parmesan pistachio with onions pizza. Okay, it might sound too exotic. I can't even begin to explain how good it was. It tasted like a whole brick of Parmesan in your mouth with like roasted pistachios. It was wild, man.
Incredible pizza. How about the apps, too? The antipasta and the apps were incredible. And the bread, olive oil, dynamite. And we started the day right. I crossed one off the list. We met up with Sweet Lou Finicaro out of Culver's. What a way to start the day. I had the butter burger, cheese curds, onion rings. And saved. I didn't get the concrete mixer. I'll make the halftime adjustments. It's my first time, but I had the sundae as well. I didn't get the concrete mixer, but it was very good. Although, if you tell me, if you would just blindfold me and then sit me down and give me the food, I thought I'd be at Freddy's. I thought very similar to Freddy's.
Oh.
The burger, the fries, the onion rings, the cheese curds, the sundae, all of it reminded me all of Freddy's. I give Culver's a B.
Okay, I think that was fair.
Yeah.
A B probably. And Freddy's is very good in my opinion. I had the, I did not go butter burger. I had grilled chicken sandwich. I wanted the fish sandwich because.
They think people say that's outstanding.
Yes, and I changed my mind, called an audible last second. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I couldn't do a Portillo's type thing.
Yeah.
And it was great to catch up with Lou as well, but we knew what was coming up later in the night with the pizza. All right, Mitch is going in fresh. This is, let's go to the Cincinnati Zoo. This is Fritzy's mom. Hello, open it up, the hippo, open it up, little feedy, there's Fritzy in the middle.
Okay.
She is 4,400 pounds, and there it is, a little care, a little snack. Fritzy trying to get in, he's up to 450 now, and then just open it up and place a little carrot in there, right? Little appetizer for me. Look, I could watch this all day. Look at Fritzy trying to get in. Give me a snack.
Oh, there's a whole head of lettuce.
There
you go. Here's a full squash coming at you.
Yeah, right. And then the kid's trying to get in there, Fritzy.
As Mike North says, drag it through the garden. There you go.
Yeah,
throw the whole garden in the mouth right now.
I could watch that all day where the hippo just opens his mouth and he's just throwing stuff in there. That is awesome. Excellent. And how about 506? Goodell at his press conference yesterday, and we knew this, but they made it official. They are going to have flex scheduling next year for Monday Night Football, and it'll be late in the year, like 13 to 18, the final weeks. They want to do it for Thursday night as well. They'll look at that too after you had some stinkers. So, that'd be a great move for the NFL with flex scheduling.
Yeah, but how does that work on Thursday night?
I know. That's fair. Maybe a little too aggressive, right? Some lose some. The Pistons from 12 down to 8.5, routed by the Cavs. The Jazz from 3 up to 9.5, and 236 down to 232. Blown out by Minnesota. Kings Rockets under 241 down to 238. No good there. Controversy at the end. Horrible call on Gordon. Rockets should have won that game. Those are a couple lose some there. This was in Las Vegas. Lose some. Las Vegas locally. Two men have been arrested for robbing 9 banks in 20 days. They made out with $6,000. Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That is not. I mean, you got to break down the math here, fellas, and figure out how much you're making per hour.
You're looking at serious time.
Yes, for
$6,100.
9 banks. Bye-bye.
Rob one. Try to hit a parlay
by the way,
or something.
How does this sneak under the radar when like 6 casinos were robbed in like a span of 2 months?
Right. By the same gentleman over and over and over again. Another lose some. Westbrook signed a 5-year, $205 million extension with the Thunder in 2017. And then here's what happened. Year one, played for the Thunder. Mm. Year two, traded to the Rockets. Year three, traded to the Wizards. Year four, traded to the Lakers. Year five, traded to the Jazz. That escalated quickly.
That's unfortunate.
And that became a horrible contract in a matter of minutes as well. A couple bad beats. Leeds, plus 550 against Man U. They scored a minute in. They led 2-0 in the second half. They get the draw. And Iowa State catching 4.5. They were up 1 with a minute against West Virginia. Didn't score the rest of the game. Win-lose presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. You know, the other thing, too, that came out and why, you know, Durant had a change of heart, but there was yesterday, good job. Most people around the league said, we are not helping out the Nets. We think there's blood in the water here, and the guy wants out. We are not going to make a trade with you to improve the team, and maybe you can keep Durant.
Oh, yeah.
That was word around the campfire, too. Great job. And now he's a son.
And now they're the favorites to win the Western Conference.
Uh-huh.
Should they be, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is one lethal starting five now.
Number one scorer in the league.
Oh, man.
He's just an assassin.
How are you going to guard this team?
Absolutely.
I still can't believe they kept Ayton.
Yep.
Look at Ayton's game log. He has been a monster lately.
Yeah.
By the way, I feel bad for people who bet the Kings at 400-1 to win that division, if anybody did, before the season started.
Well, at any price.
Yeah, they've had the lead now for a while, and they're up right now. But, you know, all these teams in that division making moves, and the poor Kings now all of a sudden. And if you had what was the ticket on a couple guys betting the Kings before the year to win the championship?
Yeah, hit futures, conference, and tie.
Yeah.
Well, he's still, with load management, and he's injured, and there's only 26 games left. It's still possible, right? You're not dead, but how Phoenix treats it, but certainly you're right.
Yeah, we're going to get more moves today.
Yeah. Yep.
Other teams in the West will be players on top of that.
Should the Lakers make another move now? I mean, can you?
Yeah, because they still have that another first round pick.
How about that? They kept it. Wow, what a job by Pelinka.
Can they squeeze that into Bogdanovich?
Possible.
If the Pistons are willing to play some ball here.
No, someone's got to grab OG now. I mean, this is.
Yeah, I would.
It's got to be a team in the West.
I would suspect that that's going to be Memphis.
Got to be.
Right, it nearly has to be.
Uh-huh.
By the way, for the record, I'm looking tonight. Vancouver again, 26-1, first 10 minutes with the goal on the road. That is at DraftKings, that's $1.55 tonight. They're playing the Islanders, I get it.
Yeah.
$1.75 last night against the Rangers, and now $1.55 tonight. 26-1 on the year.
Great price.
Okay.
Absolutely. Great price.
I think I'm going to have to bet that again.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. 26-1.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're a fun team, too. Wow. I mean, send something in if you were up in the middle of the night and able to grab 18-1 or 17-1. Books that fell asleep. And that goes back
That's another thing, by the way,
That goes back to everybody. It's like, who are you? What? You're open, and then who are your traders? How many people do you have working? Like at midnight or 3 a.m., depending
sure.
You know, what time zone you're in. Oh, bam. You know, the best scorer in the league just got traded and flipped everything in the NBA.
Because that popped at what time Eastern time?
That's 3 a.m., 3:30? Yeah,
was it that late? Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was maybe a little bit earlier than then. But if you're awake,
wow,
for sure. I mean, that's going to – news doesn't exactly break like that all the time, that late into the night or early in the morning, and you're going to have – man, I was dead asleep.
You wake up to that, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Up next, the more – we discuss this, the more we think he's trying to pull a fast one.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Billy Walters, the greatest sports bettor of all time, reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book in a one-hour special tonight right here on VSiN. Brent Musburger sat down with Walters to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, how he rose to fame as Vegas' most feared sports bettor, his relationship with golfer Phil Mickelson, his time in prison, and much more. Go to VSiN.com for a sneak peek, including Walters' lean for Sunday's Super Bowl. Full interview tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You will hear later about what he had to say about Phil Mickelson. I'll tell you, he's doing an incredible job promoting his book, and he promises in the book he will go off on Phil, and we'll have a good clip coming up later about Walters and Phil Mickelson as well.
Yeah, it's going to be must-read, no question. And the interview with Brent, like you said, is coming up tonight at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 Eastern, right here on VSiN. Our antennas kind of went up a little bit yesterday, and that was some of the reaction that we got when he was talking to Brent, and you know, he did have $3.5 million on the Saints against the Colts when Drew Brees and New Orleans beat Peyton Manning and Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Was that 2009?
Yeah.
So
that goes back to Walter's head fake and dummying up the line, because I thought that year there was a major bet that came in on Colts money line.
Uh huh.
And word was around the campfire that he was having Phil Ivey bet for him. Because, you know, Ivy's crazy with the craps, and Ivy bets everything.
Sure.
You know, this is before he should have been paid. But what happened with the edge sorting and the fiasco in London. But that was, you know, if you could grab, what were they getting in that game? Six? Five? Six? Whatever. But if you can take the 6.5 or the 5, and you come in last second and grab the favorite at a low, low price on the money line, I hope he can win both. But that was, obviously, he cashed that ticket.
And must point out that most times when you hear about these big bets that come in across the country, it's like, hey, $1.2 million here, or this person had $800,000 on a parlay, whatever it is. Most of the time, that's not going to be like sharp or respected money. That's going to be somebody who's got tons of cash, and they, you know, are big bettors with other various parts of the casino, and they dump it that way, so they're allowed to get down these big bets. When Billy Walters makes a bet, that is the sharpest money you're going to hear about. So, I mean, we're calling him the Michael Jordan of sports betting on this network all week for a reason.
Yep. Well said.
Yeah.
Those big bets. I mean, it's guys who are whales, blow a significant amount of money in the pit, and have a losing track record in the sports book.
Not this guy.
No.
It's pretty good. So, here's part of the interview, again, that you're going to get tonight here on VSiN, as Brent, the Godfather, sat down with Billy Walters, and Brent asked him, okay, Billy, here we go. Sunday's coming up. Who do you like in the big game?
Billy, I'm waiting for you to speak out so I can make my wager. Who do you like on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm not trying to play the role of a politician here, but I'm not done with my work yet. There's some injury information that I've got to get a little bit better handle on, and I'm waiting for some line movement too. So I got to get some injury information cleaned up a little bit, and then we'll see what the line is. And I'm probably going to be leaning, you know, everything works out just right, maybe leaning a little bit toward Kansas City, but I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to bet on Kansas City yet. There's a lot of things that we'll have to, I'll have to get figured out between now and then. It'll probably be Kansas City or nothing.
Well, you have mentioned to me before the importance of information, and there are some injury situations on the Chiefs, especially with regard to the receivers, and I'm guessing that's what you're waiting to hear.
100%, and I believe those receivers are going to play, but okay, you know what? How injured are they? How effective are they going to be? That's the next thing you got to figure out. Not just whether they're going to play or not. It's how much are they going to be able to contribute or lack of.
Are you surprised that when the line opened, Chiefs as a slight favorite, that it flipped almost immediately to the Eagles around the country?
Actually, not at all. In watching the last two games, I mean, Kansas City finished a game. They looked like, you know, whatever they had, they left it all there. There's no question about that. They had basically no starting receivers left to throw the ball to. You know, Patrick Mahomes was limping around, and Kelce looked like he was completely depleted. So I think anybody who watched that game realized that if there had been another quarter, you would probably have had a different winner. And on Philadelphia, on the other hand, they won a game handily. They look very, very good. They look extremely healthy. And I'm surprised the game isn't three, to be honest with you. I'm very surprised.
Okay. So, as he said at the very beginning of that, Paulie, he doesn't mean to play the role of politician. But he did, because he went back and forth three or four times. And he said he would make the Eagles three. But as you heard him say right there, it's probably going to be Chiefs or pass for him. He's waiting for more information. We've had multiple people, and this was kind of my first thought too. Well, he's been known for the head fake, right?
Yeah, and he knows people are going to watch this too.
Yeah, for sure. Thinks he's going to go this way. Yeah. Maybe gets, and then all of a sudden, bam, he comes back, and here's the big boy, and you never saw it coming.
Well, if he's surprised it's not three, and then Philadelphia could go down to one. Or it could go down to Pick'em, as some bookmakers have said. So maybe we could see Pick'em, or, you know, down to one in that range. Sure. That why wouldn't he? Yeah. You're not buying the Kansas City or pass.
Right.
Smokescreen.
Right. Yeah. It seems good. Like. So if we hear about a $2.7 million bet coming in on the Eagles in the next couple of days. Oh, wait. Who was that all of a sudden?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we verify? Can we get the name here on the account, please?
Yeah, that is great.
Uh-huh. You're right. I mean, I can't wait to watch the entire thing tonight. The book is going to be outstanding. I can't. You heard the clip, there, and we'll play it. We'll try to play a little bit later on in the show. What was your takeaway when he was talking about his dealings with Phil Mickelson over the years?
He's ticked off, and he blames Mickelson, and Mickelson just had to come forward and tell the truth. And I think I believe him that he's going to unload and tell what the real story, or get into the dirt with Mickelson and what transpired. Right? I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, I did you a favor, right? You owe me money. I beat you, whether it's golf or bets or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You owe me millions. I do you a favor, and I give you the tip, so you can profit from the tip, and then just give me the $1 million, right?
That's kind of the way
That's what it was.
Yeah,
and then the SEC does, hey, Phil, just pay the money back. We're good. I mean, how Mickelson got out of this is, you know, but it just... And who knows how... he can't stand the guy. So,
well, I mean,
who knows what he gets into in the book about putting the guy on Front Street. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil likes to bet on anything, as we know.
Yeah.
So this could be wild once he gets into that, too, in the clip we'll share coming up as well.
How much music has Phil faced over the years because of this? He's been called out a couple of times, but because it's golf, I think he's kind of gotten a pass. I mean, if this is a different sport or...
Yeah, but he's also done damage to his rep in the sense, though.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Remember, he wins the major, and it's, oh, my God, what a story, Phil, and how did this happen in your age? And then the live stuff happens and the comments he made, and then he disappeared. He disappeared. Now we see him. The kid looks emaciated, and he dropped all that weight.
Yeah.
Looks unhealthy at this point. I'm back down to my college weight. But
I think all you need to know is that when, you know, he was offered that much money to go over to live, and all these guys were... that accepted it, but that's what Phil's been about his entire career, is about finding an edge, you know, trying to make as much money as possible. And that means a lot to him, more than anything else, the way it appears. And, I mean, they offered him, I mean, be honest here, I mean, the Phil offer to go to live was, who's really going to say no to that? You could have your stance could, you know, be on top of the highest moral ground in the history of mankind, and you'd be like, that's too much to pass up. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Well, Phil's done very well for himself, though, too.
Clearly,
the question is, how much has he lost out there, too?
Beyond what we know with Billy.
Come on. You're betting. I don't know what the how many shots he's given him. But I can imagine Walter's got the best of it on the golf course, too. Gary McCourt, the best big game, big money putter. Walters is on the list, he said.
Yeah.
Now think about that. Well, if you find out a lot about someone when there's $2 million on the line trying to make a putter, $5 million.
I would absolutely be too shaky to make like a four-footer.
Sure. Yeah. So, and you can imagine what he got him with the sports betting, too, and how Walters got the best of him. So it's also an ego thing from Phil. Okay, I got, you know, the guy cashed one future ticket on the Ravens. He probably thinks he knows what he's doing. You know, and Brent's got a great setup coming up. You know, one bookmaker said, I took a bet, Phil beat me. They never won another bet since with the great Ravens defense when they cashed that Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah. So, again, Billy Walter said, I'm surprised the number is not three, but I'm going to bet the Chiefs are nothing. I mean, I could see that. I mean, where you're surprised, but you like the other side anyway. And then...
No, you know, he's got it figured out. The smart play is to use VEASAN. Mm-hmm. Would make sense and say, why volunteer the information? What you think,
he's going to bet the Chiefs? I'll bet the Chiefs. Yeah. And then...
I think the line movement will tell the story, too.
Yeah.
What, maybe if it comes down before the game or even this weekend.
I mean, if the Chiefs are all... If it's all of a sudden a pick 'em. Okay. Up next... Best Bets in Soccer with Nigel Seeley. That's coming up as we're live in Phoenix for the Super Bowl this year here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Tons of specials, same game parlay, bet and get, live bet and get, football squares game, house specials. Will someone score 3 touchdowns in the game? You're going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing the exclusive Bet Rivers Square this football season. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Here we go. Our buddy from across the pond, Nigel Seeley, joins the program now. Dynamite when it comes to betting sports. Let's begin with this, though, Nigel, first. Can you explain what could possibly happen here to Man City? They've been charged by the Prem with alleged breaches of their financial rules between 2009 and 2018. What are we talking about here? Possible points deduction, a fine? Is it could it get more uglier than that?
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Yes, it's a difficult one, really, because Manchester City are obviously the most sort of powerful team in English soccer at the moment in terms of monetary value. Probably Newcastle will overtake them in a very short period of time. They're probably the most powerful side in European soccer at the moment as well with the money they have. And they've seemed to have gone about their business without any care or any feeling for any other club, just buying players and breaking allegations, not submitting wages of players and salary caps. And they've been quite arrogant in their approach here. People have sort of known about it before. There was some kind of regularity previously with Manchester City and they were fined hefty. But when you're owned by billionaire owners, the fine really doesn't really punish the crime. The thing is here, in other issues, in Scotland, there's two soccer sides that dominate in Scotland, Rangers and Celtic. Rangers had financial irregularities and were moved down to non-league football down to two divisions or three divisions, I think it was, in Scottish football on the back of it. They had to rebuild and they come back to the force they are now. It took them about 6 or 7 years to do so. We've seen financial irregularities and breaches in Italy, where teams like Juventus have had to go down to the lower levels of Italian soccer and build the way up. So I feel that the punishment here could be anything. I mean, Manchester City could really be made a scapegoat, or their lawyers could win the battle outside anything else, and they could get a massive, massive fine. My feeling is will be they'll probably get a fine. I think really what should happen is I think they should have points deductions. And it was no surprise when this happened, everybody was looking at Manchester City to be relegated, which was like 1,000 to 1, which is nowhere near 1,000 to 1. Oh. It was down to 100 to 1 because people might think they can bet it. So the early bird was looking out for value like that. And they were looking at like sort of Pep Guardiola to leave at the end of the season and kind of ways to make money on it. But I personally think that... I think Manchester City, I think money will win the day, and I think they'll just get a massive fine and move on. But if the breaches are severe, then they could get points deduction. So anyone's betting on the Premier League now to win the title and you like Manchester City, I think you want to keep your money in your pocket for the time being.
Yeah. And how about what transpired over the weekend, right? You said you expected a big effort out of Everton, and they shock Arsenal, and the door was open for City, and they get shut out and lose 1-0 to Tottenham. How does City respond Sunday against Villa?
Well, I think it was the best weekend of the Premier League season for many year from the books, because we started off with Chelsea as a heavy favourite at Fulham. They at home to Fulham, sorry. They drew 0-0. Then Arsenal, heavy favourite on the early game. They lost. Then Manchester City lost. Manchester United didn't win, Newcastle didn't win, and neither did Liverpool. So you won't get a better... And I think you've got to go back an awful long time for the last time we had a weekend like that in the Premier League that one of those big clubs never won. So what a fantastic week for the bookmakers here. I've done a bit of research on Manchester City, and I always had this belief that whenever Manchester City were beaten, Pep Guardiola could get a response from them and they can come back and win the game. I never done the research, but I always thought that was the thing in my head, and it was something I did the betting on. I went back through in 4 seasons in the Premier League, Manchester City have lost 20 matches. So in 4 seasons, they've lost 20 games. The following game in those 20 matches, they've won 19 and drawn 1. They've never lost back-to-back matches under Pep Guardiola in the last 4 years.
Wow.
And in those 20 matches, 15 of them, they've won by 2 goals or more. They've won games 8-0, 5-0, 4-1, 3-0, 5-2, 5-0. They've always come back. And I expect Manchester City to come back. If they don't come back, then we really could question the title credentials of Manchester City and whether this point deduction or threat of point deduction or threat of relegation is affecting the players. But usually Man City, whenever they have a bad result, they come back and they come back hard. Their record against Aston Villa in the last 10 years at home is played 10, won 10, scored 35, conceded 5. Eight of the last 10 against Manchester, eight of those 10 matches, they won by 2 goals or more. So it's no surprise that I'm going for the bounce back here. I think the way that Man City are, the way that Guardiola is as a coach, it's us against the world, that siege mentality. And I think a lot of people and a lot of books have looked at what's going on off the football pitch and think to themselves, you know what, Man City are worth taking on this week. But history suggests otherwise, and I expect Man City to bounce back here. I'm betting Man City minus 1.75 on the Asian handicap at around about minus 110, because in eight of the last 10 against Aston Villa, that is one. And in 15 of 20 matches following a defeat, they've covered that handicap.
Damn. Beautiful, beautiful.
Incredible.
Follow the money, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest. Seeley underscore Nigel on Twitter. You know, Newcastle only has one loss this year. You know, what a story this has been. How about Newcastle Saturday against Bournemouth?
Well, Newcastle have been the season team of the season for me and the manager. I mean, one of the worst bets I ever gave when I come over to Las Vegas. I gave a few really bad ones, but it was Eddie Howe to be the first manager to be sacked. He's going to be the manager of the year by the job he's done there. This is two clubs going in completely different directions. Newcastle in Champions League positions on a great, great run. Bournemouth falling down the table, alarming rate. You know, they were my pick to finish bottom of the Premier League. I think they're going to finish bottom of the Premier League. They've lost 7 of their last 8 matches, Bournemouth, in the Premier League. Only other one was a draw. Newcastle just do not concede goals. Their defensive record is phenomenal. Their record against lower teams in the Premier League, if you look at their record on the road this season against teams in the bottom half, they beat Southampton 1-0, they drew 0-0 with Crystal Palace, they won 3-0 against Leicester, 4-1 against Southampton. So they've beaten every team at the bottom of the table, barring Crystal Palace, which was a draw, and they've kept 3 clean sheets, or 3 shutouts. I like Newcastle to win this. I wouldn't bet them at minus 155. But if you can get Newcastle to win to nil at plus 140, I know that Newcastle to win to nil market is not available for a lot of books. But if you can get that at plus 140, I would take it. If you can't get that, Newcastle on the Asian handicap minus 1 is minus 110. And that's you're going to collect if Newcastle win, but you've got to hope they win by 2. So it would be a push if they win the game. I can't see anything other than the Newcastle win.
All right, about 2 minutes left. How about Old Reliable? How about Wolverhampton halftime draw?
I've got to do it again. And it was the reason I've done it is because Bet Rivers have actually gone plus money again. They're the only book in the whole world who've gone plus money. They're plus 110. So I've got to make them pay. I've got, you know, they paid me my wages, but I've got to make them pay on this one. But the draw at halftime, they haven't learned. It's plus 110. Wolves this season, 11 draws at halftime in 21 matches. Against bottom half teams, it's even higher. Southampton have drawn 4 of their home matches at halftime. They met earlier in the season. At halftime, it was 1-0, but the goal came in the 47th minute, so it was an injury time at the halftime. It was the last kick of the game, so the draw bettors would have lost. Last season, they played in this fixture. It was 0-0 at halftime. Southampton's are at the bottom of the table. The manager is under huge, huge pressure. I can see Wolves are having a bit of a revival, but a draw for Southampton or keep it really tight for the first half is so important because they're both at the bottom of the table. I think both managers would be probably quite content with the point now if it was offered to them. And in Southampton's last game in the Premier League, they played Aston Villa and it was a draw at halftime, 0-0. I think the unders here are a great bet. I can't see many goals, but the game may open up in the second half because I think the fear of losing in the first 45 minutes for two teams with relegation threatened is going to be a big part. Mm-hmm. So at plus money, we have to do the Old Reliable. Plus 110, Southampton Wolves to draw. I think that will start minus 110 come kickoff.
All right, mate.
Stay hot.
Yeah.
Come on.
No doubt.
Good job.
Thanks, pal.
Take care. I'm getting the flight. I'm checking the flight now to get to Arizona to have a look at that golf that you've been telling me about. We'll talk about that off there.
Yeah. Yeah, more on that for sure.
Look,
follow him on Twitter. He's at Seeley underscore Nigel.
Thanks, buddy.
The stuff that you hear from the people who live in this area, evidently, like tomorrow and Saturday, it's pure bedlam. More than 200,000 people each day at the golf tournament. That's 2.5 times the people that are at the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Up next.
To be young.
Yeah, don't forget, we've been waiting for this night for a long, long time, and I would say at least 2 of the results are completely up in the air.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.